service, that the part that we speak about tonight is, let your hand be with me. It's important to understand the power of this concept, that the hand of the Lord be with me. Because first we should understand what's the hand of God. The hand of God, sometimes some of the fathers say that it is Christ. We want to speak the hand of God, but the right hand of God is Christ. Because it has been said in a number of places that the Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. And the right hand is, or the hand is the power, the energy, the capability. So let your capability be with me, and his capability is Christ. We know that the Logos is the logic of the Trinity, and the power of the Trinity. Through him everything is created. So some people, when they speak about the hand of God, they think of Christ. It's a treasure. If the hand of God is with us, then it is a treasure. We should understand that. This prayer, when we ask the Lord that, let your hand be with me, it means that I have great treasure. Have you ever seen control of big weapons or big equipment through control room? The first time I saw that as engineer, it's amazing that with just your stick or movement of some buttons, you can move things that are multi-tons in weight. William McKinney has a nice expression, says that I have no power to move a mountain, but I have the power to move the hand of God. And the hand of God can move mountains. So it's a treasure that if the hand of God is with me, then there is possibility to do things that people do not know. And it's real that we saw that. We saw things that happening by the hand of God, and the hand of God, we saw how it's moved by the holy people. The holy people can move the hand of God. And the hand of God can do miracles. So I can do miracles, not directly, but through the hand of God. So that's the treasure that I'm speaking about. This man, Jabez or Jabez, is a man that was born with pain. His mother called him this name because he is the son of pain. And part of his request from God, that let your hand be with me, support me. And when his hand, the hand of God is with him, then there are different possibilities that what the hand of God can do. The hand of God can perfect. Many, many times we saw the hand of God protecting us beyond the limit by miraculous effect, protection. Like we've seen that number of times. Abuna Samuel from St. Mary Church, if you visit the monastery of St. Anthony, you will you'll hear a nice, or read there in the book, a nice story by him that happened to him. He was actually in the military service in a time of war, and his unit was very close to the monastery. So he used to take one day every number of weeks and go and sleep in the monastery and return back to his unit. And instead of going to Cairo or Alexandria where he lives, he goes to the monastery, which is very close. And once he went, spent the night, and in the morning as he was leaving, then Abuna Eustace Lantoni, a recognized saint now, he was living at the time, he told him, don't go. Then Abuna Samuel told him, I have to go. It's not possible that I don't go because I have, it's a war time, and if you miss, you'll be in, under a lot of pressure from the army. They actually put people in jail because the time of war, there is no, you cannot miss. But Abuna Yasser Antoni made it very clear to him, don't go, stay, stay. And because Abuna Samir, at that time he was not a priest of Lord. He's of the type that cannot disobey a priest. He begged him, and Abuna Yustas said, don't go. That's why I have to go, don't go. So he stayed under tremendous fear what's going to happen to me. And on the same day, the whole unit was bombarded. No living creature was there. All of them died. The only person that lived from the whole group is Abuna Samir, because he stayed in the monastery, he didn't return back. How did Abuna Yustas know? Why did he did that? It's the hand of God. There's divine intervention that provides protection. We know that. We saw this protection happening many, many times. We have two servants in our church, you know them, two brothers, Tony and Mark Yen, you know them, any one of them here? They have uncle who is a priest. His name is Abuna Mina Yanni. He's serving now in America. He was ordained priest when I was in HSC. And he started visiting the families, one family after the other, and he came to visit me and my family. And as he left, he went down, and I went with him to see him off. And there were a number of boys in a bakery very close to my house. And at that time, they take the bread on bikes to take it from one place to another. And they always play with bikes, and they are very efficient in riding bikes, because that's all profession. They take bread. They ride bikes all the day. And when they have time, they make sure in front of everyone, and everyone loves that they can drive on one, the back tire, or they can drive backward, things like that. Everyone clap for them, and things like that. Yeah. And as Abuna went, and I was following him, one of these boys made a very silly remark about Abuna, abused Abuna. Abuna stood, looked at him, and nothing. And he continued. Then he took his bike to make a bit of show. And while he's doing that, something strange happened, that he lost his balance. He flew in the air with very high speed, and he landed on his face. He couldn't protect himself with my hands. He landed on his face. And then he stood, his face was all blood, in a scary, extremely scary way, all blood. And all these boys looked at him, and looked at the priest, looked at him, and looked at this, and no one spoke. And the Buddha passed through them, and they went. I just remember that day, how the hand of God does something to make those people understand that it's not nice to abuse a priest. Coming, he did nothing to these boys, and they had to be punished. So the hand of God provides protection. The hand of God does many, for example, strengthens us. It gives strength. You know, one of the psalms says, the right hand of God made power, the right hand of God uplifted me, I'm not going to die. I live and praise God. And that's true, that sometimes the hand of God uplifts us from death, provide protection against death. The hand of God also guides. Some translations say, give me your hand, or take my hand, or something like that, but the proper translation is, let your hand be with me. But the concept is that you guide me. You take me by hand, which means your hand can guide me. Guide me to show me the way. I need guidance from you. Sometimes we don't know where to go, and then the Lord provides His hand to guide us. He supports. Now, this is the real treasure that we have, which is the hand of God. How would we receive it? We receive the hand of God to be with us if we are loyal. The concept is loyalty. Once you are loyal to God, then you see the power of the hand of God. The more loyal you are, the more you see the power of His hand. He was in love with this girl to the extent that whenever he sees her, he shivers. Like that. It's literally. He was like that. I told him, it's too much for you. He said, no. I promised God that I'll choose a girl one day that I know that she's the best girl that guide me to God. Help me to be close to God. This young man is the most blessed person I ever saw in my life. I can't say his name, despite that this story is known to a number of people because that girl was with us. But it's not wise to say his name, but I can say to you that he is married now to the most blessed woman ever. I remember that woman used to be very close to one of the visiting bishops, and he said to me, do you have connection to know something about this girl? And I asked this bishop, and the bishop told me the same expression by coincidence, that she is the best ever girl I saw in my life in terms of spirituality, loving God and things like that. And he was blessed not only in marriage, he's blessed in his work, blessed in his life. So the hand of God is working with him with no doubt in terms of provision, health, success, blessing, because of his loyalty. He was loyal to God to that extent that he tramples on any... You know, a few months ago, you had upstairs a common meeting about the Feast of the Cross. And among the questions that we received as a panel, there was a question from one person saying, what's the cross in my life? There is no martyrdom, there is no... How can I carry the cross? What's meant by carrying the cross? Then I give some examples. Among the examples that I was saying is that you can sacrifice a wrong relationship. A boy, for example, that's approaching a girl, and she knows very well that he may be good in terms of look or smart or things like that, but in terms of spirituality, he'll never be a good person for me to help me to be close to God and raise my children in the fear of God. Then I said, cases like this is carrying the cross because there's agony, there's sacrifice, there's pain in saying no. Girls, when they sacrifice something like that, they are in pain. That's a cross. Among the other things, I said other things. Then the second day, a girl said to me, you meant to me. I said, who are you? She said, are you sure that you're not talking about me? I said, of course, but I was speaking general. She said, okay. She was with a boy, and that boy was not the best in that aspect. And she told me the details after a few days, and she said that I communicated to him and I ended the relationship. I felt the honesty of God will have to do something with this girl. It's only maybe 10 days after that she telephoned me again and she said to me, this particular young man approached me and expressed his feeling towards me. And this young man is one of the top boys that we know. I feel